Throughout the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is constantly traveling towards Jerusalem. And this morning, we find him on that journey, leaving the city of Jericho, getting closer to Jerusalem and to the cross. But the disciples still do not understand what he is saying or what he is doing. As Jesus leaves Jericho, we might imagine he is quite weary. He has been answering some difficult questions, debating religious leaders around every corner, caring for the hurting, and facing steep opposition along the way. And Jesus just gets outside of town when he hears this voice from the side of the road. It's Bartimaeus. It's a little bit like finally getting the car all packed, figuring out how every bag finally fits in there, and checking off that long to-do list of everything that has to be done before we leave town for the week. And then we finally pull onto the interstate and someone from the back seat says, "I forgot my toothbrush." It's hard just to get out of town. So all these voices from the crowd started to tell Bartimaeus to keep quiet. And it feels like we've seen this movie before. When people were bringing the children to see Jesus and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But like the children, Bartimaeus, who's living with blindness and as a beggar, does not have a voice. But Bartimaeus calls out more than once, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." That Bartimaeus called Jesus Son of David, making a connection between that Jewish hope for a Messiah and the ministry of Jesus. That Bartimaeus, who was living with blindness, saw something that others did not. So Jesus calls out to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus said, "Let me see again." And Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well." It was a new beginning, not only for Bartimaeus, but also for others in this story. And it says when Bartimaeus got up to see Jesus, he left his cloak behind, which might seem rather incidental to us, like that time you left your jacket in the restaurant, but it is far more important to Bartimaeus. Because in his life, he depends on others for help, that he lives as a beggar. So when the weather was harsh, he had no place to take shelter. The only protection he had was his cloak. But now that he can see, new possibilities open up in front of him. So he leaves his cloak behind. It's like the people of God fleeing Egypt, escaping bondage, and taking with them only what they can carry. That he leaves his cloak behind, like the disciples leaving the lake shore, following Jesus and leaving their fishing nets behind. It was a new beginning. For Bartimaeus and for others. Because since chapter 8 in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus started talking about the suffering that was to come. And the disciples keep scratching their heads, not understanding what he is talking about. But from this moment on, when Bartimaeus can see, all of a sudden, the disciples slowly start to gain clarity about what Jesus is doing, that they discover that their story is a part of this much larger story. And we know that we can lose sight of that larger story, just managing our daily responsibilities, just pursuing our weekly goals, just facing the challenges that we find around us. It's like watching a 3D movie without the special glasses. That we might make a decision that later on we feel like was the wrong one. And then we are lost and confused about what to do next. Or it might feel like someone has just drained the energy from out of us, that we have lost our sense of purpose or conviction. Or it might just feel like we've gotten off on the wrong path and we're not sure when it happened or how we got there, but we definitely do not know how to get back. And in those moments, we just might assume there are no new beginnings out in front of us. And that's where we find the people in the book of Hebrews. As Fred Craddock says, they have lost their alleluia. They do not have a sense of purpose or conviction. They are unsure where to turn. They don't feel like there's any fresh starts out in front of them. They even wonder if the love of God has just run out. But then they remember that Jesus is not like the other high priests. Another sacrifice is not necessary. That God's love is from everlasting to everlasting. And so are the beginnings that we find inside of it. But like Bartimaeus, we all can begin again, discovering that larger story of which our lives are a part. The writer Brian Doyle writes about the heart of a hummingbird, how it is the size of a pencil eraser, and yet it beats 10 times per second. And despite its size, the hummingbird visits 1,000 flowers every day. It can travel 500 miles without resting. And if that's the strength of the heart of the hummingbird, imagine the possibilities of the human heart as we embrace the new beginnings that we find in the love of God. David Brooks calls those beginnings second mountain opportunities. That there is the journey of the first mountain, that we find normal goals on the first mountain, to have a nice home, a good family, cherished friends, standing in the community, great vacations, success at work. But then something happens on that journey of the first mountain, that we might reach the top, stand on the peak of the first mountain and look around, but then have this strange sense that we are still not fulfilled. Or We might fall off of the first mountain, lose our footing and slide back down and look up in that sense of failure and feel as if we will never reach the top. Or something might just knock us clear off the first mountain, that we experience tragedy, heartache, loss, struggle, a diagnosis, a life-altering event. And we leave the first mountain behind. But then there's the journey of the second mountain, a journey that looks quite different, where we move beyond self-promotion, where we seek out the things that are truly worth wanting, what 1 Timothy calls that life that really is life, that we begin to see with new eyes. And all of this happened as Jesus was just trying to get out of town. As we leave this room each week, we might not expect to find much in the church's parking lot. When we think of the church, oftentimes we think of the sanctuary or fellowship hall or choir room or Sunday school class, because important things happen in those places, but rarely do we think about the parking lot. But as we go to the parking lot each week, we do find things there. Now, we might find empty wrappers and empty cans that we toss away in the trash. Hopefully, we find a few strands of toilet paper blown down from Toomer's Corner from the day before, and we leave those there. But we also find genuine questions, joyful greetings from the people around us. We find fellow companions and faithful partners on the journey of life. We find children sharing the craft that they made in Sunday school so proud and telling their parents the story of the Good Samaritan like their parents have never heard it before. But most of all, and these are the hardest to see, we find new beginnings. That as we leave this room and walk out to the parking lot, we find lingering benedictions and lasting blessings, that the love of God and the love of neighbor walk us to our car, because we gather on Sunday, the first day of the week, the day of resurrection, the day of hopeful surprise and endless grace. That as we walk out to the parking lot, if we listen closely, we might hear Jesus calling to us. We might hear of that larger story of which our lives are a part. Amen.